The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Hello, and welcome to the Did You Know Show. I am your host, Alex Parnuk, and together we'll attempt to resolve some of the most complex problems on the planet, but in a very common sense sort of way, something that seems to be sorely missing in this age of media information overload. In doing this show, one would ask, why have I committed myself to this task? The plain and simple answer is, I want to get information to you that seems to be missing and not provided in the old media. So join me in the show through your interaction by providing comments, suggestions, and if necessary, criticism when you don't agree. You can contact me at shout@theflypod.com. This segment of the Did You Know Show continues my series on the executive branch of our government, specifically focusing on that branch known as the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Now, that's a bit of a mouthful for a relatively small segment of the executive branch of government that roughly expends only 1.3% of the federal budget. But did you know that this is the department that oversees housing assistance for homeless, disabled persons, seniors, victims of disasters, and low-income persons? Simply put, HUD's mission is twofold. In the realm of rental assistance, which consists of housing choice vouchers, commonly known as Section 8 housing, and public housing, which is owned by the government. The second realm of HUD's mission is assistance in home acquisition. Now, before I begin our journey into HUD, I usually like to start off with a reading of the particular agency's mission statement so that you, the listener, has a starting point as to understanding this department. Now, I quote from HUD's own website. HUD's mission is to create strong, sustainable, inclusive communities and quality, affordable homes for all. HUD is working to strengthen the housing market, to bolster the economy, and protect consumers. Meet the need for quality, affordable rental homes. Utilize housing as a platform for improving quality of life. Build inclusive and sustainable communities free from discrimination and transform the way HUD does business. Now, the history of the agency can be traced back to the Roosevelt administration, the New Deal policies, which saw the passage of the Emergency Relief and Reconstruction Act of 1932 and additional National Housing Act of 1934. Then culminating with the U.S. Housing Act of 1937. This first legislation created the Reconstruction Finance Corp, which was authorized to make loans to private institutions which were providing low-income housing loans. Along with this Reconstruction Finance Corporation also was created the Federal Home Loan Bank Board. Now, this second action created the Federal Housing Authority Administration, commonly referred to as the FHA, and still in existence today. In 1965, the Department of Housing and Urban Development Act created HUD as a cabinet-level agency under the presidency of Lyndon Baines Johnson. HUD was originally designed to be a guarantor of loans to stimulate home ownership. HUD was to be self-sustaining. This was to be accomplished by charging the homeowner a slight premium, which then would go into a fund to cover the cost of loan defaults and thereby be self-sustaining. These Great Society programs in the 60s under President Johnson and subsequent passage of the Housing and Urban Development Act of 1968 brought about and authorized reduced interest rates for homeowners, expanding home ownership. From 1940 to 1970, home ownership rates jumped from 43% to 62%, while HUD housing assistance on the rental housing units increased from approximately 24,000 units in the 1940s to 1.3 million in 1973. From 1962 to 72, budget outlays for HUD increased from $826 million all the way to $3.6 billion. However, from 1974 to 2005, homeownership rates in America only went from 64.6% to 68.9%, a measly 4% increase in homeownership, while in 2005, the number of HUD-assisted rental housing units from 1980 to 2005 went from 2.9 million units to 5.3 million units, an increase from 21 to 42, almost doubling. So you can see that there was a seminal change and more emphasis was placed on rent versus home ownership. In the 1990s, HUD became involved in assisting the homeless. The budget for homeless assistance went from $284 million in 1990 to $1.3 billion in 2006. Estimates by various sources state that in the late 80s and early 90s, there were approximately somewhere between 200,000 to 500,000 homeless. The figures aren't that accurate. In a more recent report called The State of Homelessness in America 2013, it states that in 2006, there were approximately 760,000 homeless in America. That is a 50% increase in the number of homeless. But looking at the money spent, we see that spending went from $284 million in the 90s to $1.3 billion in 2006, which was a 350% increase. Figure it out, folks. At minimum, a 50% increase in the number of homeless, but we needed to spend approximately 350% more money? Now, if that isn't voodoo government and growing the bureaucracy, I don't know what else to call it. And guess what? We put up with it. Instead of holding our legislators' feet to the fiscal fire, so to speak. Now, segments and data for this brief history are compliments of a HUD employee, Lawrence Thompson, who is a historian also, from a work entitled A History of HUD. And I also used internet sources such as the National Alliance on Homelessness and CBS News. But back to the nuts and bolts of HUD. When looking at these departments in the past, I have relied on charts and diagrams as to the organizational structure of the particular department and how it works. HUD does not do this, but rather provides a leadership listing of which there are 21 individuals, including the secretary and his deputy. It should be noted that at this time, there are two vacancies also. So we should be seeing some savings here, since the entities continue to work and accomplish their mission. Gee, maybe we don't need as many upper-level bureaucrats as we think we do. Further, the department is broken down into its various components listed as programs on the HUD website. And these include community planning and development, with 24 separate sub-entities, including 8 separate community block grants for various activities, Federal Housing Administration Program, 33 separate sub-entities, including 14 separate mortgage insurance programs, Public and Indian Housing, 19 separate entities in that organization with more loan guarantees and 2 separate Section 8 programs alone, Fair Housing and Equal Opportunity, 6 separate entities, including 3 separate fair housing programs. Duplication? Now, Policy Development and Research is also an organization, but they do it all alone. Next, Government National Mortgage Association, referred to commonly as Ginnie Mae. Now, Ginnie Mae has 4 separate entities included within it. And what we have here is Ginnie Mae number 1, mortgage-backed securities, Ginnie Mae number 2, mortgage-backed securities, Ginnie Mae multi-class securities program, and Ginnie Mae platinum securities program. Continuing on, the Office of Housing Counseling, they also are a standalone. Since this was a small one that I thought I'd like to take the opportunity to kind of delve in it a little bit more and see what the program was all about. Well, little did I know that this little ditty is a program that funds counselors to provide education information, referrals appropriate for a consumer's financial and housing needs. There are approximately 1,700 HUD-approved counseling agencies. HUD further says that it has 3 types of counseling agencies: local housing counseling agencies, multi-state organizations, and intermediaries. These agencies are awarded grants on a competitive basis. Plus, there is also funded an advisory committee to oversee strategic planning and policy guidelines. This program is administered by the Assistant Secretary for Housing, Federal Housing Commissioner. Now, her name is Carol Gallant. And I wonder, when was the last time she looked at this little entity in HUD scheme of things? So think about it this way. The little entity has 1,700 HUD-approved counseling agencies, and you can only guess how many people we are paying to run these programs. But I digress. The next program is Healthy Homes and Lead Hazard Control. They also do it alone. I didn't want to look at this one just because of time constraints and also what I might find there if I looked. The Office of Sustainable Communities has 3 sub-entities. And lastly, my favorite category called Temporary Programs, under which there are 8 subcategories of programs tied to specific types of legislation, such as Now, I don't know if you remember it, but they had the Housing and Economic Recovery Act of 2008, HERA they called it, funding Neighborhood Stabilization Program and Low-Income Housing Tax Credit Pilot. Bet this turns into a formal long-term program after the pilot program ends. Next comes, another one I love, the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Now, remember, this was a shovel-ready jobs program where we found not many jobs shovel-ready. But they did manage to slide in two programs managed by HUD called, one, Neighborhood Stabilization Program, and two, number two, in a green retrofit program for multi-housing family housing. Then came the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act of 2010. This was to solve our financial problems. But there we find the Neighborhood Stabilization Program, number three, that they were able to slide in. Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2010 with the Energy Innovation Fund Multifamily Pilot Program. And lastly, the Consolidated and Further Continuing Appropriations Act of 2012, which includes Rental Assistance Demonstration Program, as a commonly called RAD, and the Project Rental Assistance Demonstration. I wonder what kind of demonstrations and what kind of legislation we'll find in programs that don't die out of this one. Folks, I'm sorry for bogging you down with data. Can you imagine what it took to ferret out these multi-convoluted duplicative programs that are run under the auspices of the Housing and Urban Development? These programs with HUD involving housing grants, block grants, housing vouchers, so on and so forth. Each of these sub-programs has its own administration and worker bees to keep things running, so to speak, with levels of supervision running all the way back to the top of that management pyramid in Washington, D.C. called HUD. Know this also, most of the main program sub-entities are grant providers. These are the recipients of the carrots given out by HUD to a multiplicity of local and state community organizations. Once they get you and you get used to the money, there's no getting out. As I said in my other programs relating to the various executive departments of the federal government, other than the primary government function as listed in the Constitution in the enumerated clause, most of the money spent by government would be better spent at either the local level or by us, the citizens of this great country, directly rather than laundered, and as I say, laundered for lack of a better word, through the various departments of the executive branch of our federal government. What started out as a system to help with rents and guarantee mortgages for buying homes has now evolved into a multi-layered system of grants subsidizing all kinds of help groups. But who actually knows what those help groups do when the help groups do their own reporting and grant group analysis? Why is it that the government thinks it knows best when it comes to doing things with our money? Let me interject a quote from one of our founding fathers, James Madison, our fourth president, from 1809 to 1817. He states, I quote, "In the first place, it is to be remembered that the general government is not to be charged with the whole power of making and administering laws. Its jurisdiction is limited to certain enumerated objects which concern all the members of the republic, but which are not to be attained by the separate provisions of any." This from his Federalist Paper number 14, dated 1787. Wisdom, folks, wisdom of our founding fathers. Recall that at the beginning of this podcast, I read to you HUD's mission statement in which the first part talked about how to create communities and affordable homes. Listeners, it is the responsibility of the citizenry to create communities and the marketplace to determine home prices, not the government. Let me read to you directly from the HUD government site this year, 2013, their words, not mine. HUD provides $47.6 billion for Department of Housing and Urban Development programs, an increase of $4.2 billion or 9.7% above the 2012 enacted level. Over 90% of this funding increase is used to maintain current levels of rental and homelessness assistance for vulnerable families. Notice the verbiage, maintain current levels. 90% is not the amount that goes to help those in need. Indeed, if that were the case, that would be excellent stewardship of our tax dollars. But this is not the case because first we pay the middleman and what's left goes to the needy. This assistance, first it is our tax dollars and borrowed money which is appropriated by Congress to go to HUD. Then to the multiplicity of HUD components giving out our money to organizations to finally get into the hands of those in need. Would not we get more bang for the buck, especially today, with computers and databases ready to qualify these needy? thereby getting rid of the middleman and have the money go to the end user directly, those actually in need. I recall the Cash for Clunkers program. Government handed out $3,500 to $4,500 bonuses to buyers who traded in cars, getting less than 18 miles per gallon. Edmunds.com, a reputable car buying organization, analyzed the program and stated that the actual cost per clunker was $24,000 of taxpayer cash. Now, if you divide the number of new cars bought for that $3 billion program, the numbers would be even worse. And if you factor in that 45% of those cars would have been bought anyway, with or without Cash for Clunkers, we are not getting much bang for our buck. Remember, just as in the case of HUD and its programs, a mid-level program has to be set up, and that costs the taxpayers even more, so that even a smaller percentage gets to those that are truly in need. I do hope that you have a better understanding of this Department of Housing and Urban Development. Well, until next time in our next Did You Know show, keep your powder dry and your silver coins in your pocket.